morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. As you can see, things are a little bit different. We're going to try out this fancy green screen that we have now in our children's area at New Hope. And you're going to see some things pop up. I want you to see kind of the green first. But today what I want to talk about is five things I have learned as a pastor in the year 2020. We all know it has been a crazy year, one that none of us expected. None of us have gone through something like this because last time we had a pandemic was 100 years ago. And so here are some things. The five things don't encapsulate everything, but it encapsulates a little bit because there's so much more we have learned throughout this year. So number one, mental health and self-care are important. And we see this in Jesus when Jesus goes up on the mountaintop to pray or goes away from his disciples, because having time set apart to kind of decompress and take care of things inside your head and your heart is important. And what we have found is because of the usual things we use to distract ourselves from that stuff during the lockdown when we didn't have it, then that stuff started to rise up and you have to end up dealing with it. So mental health and self-care are important. Number two is that gratitude is becoming increasingly important. As we have all kinds of things coming at us every day, negative news stories, negative comments from people, that we have become a little more cynical, a little more angry, have a little less patience with one another, that having gratitude and every day thinking about what are the things I'm grateful for in this life, what are the things I'm grateful for and what God is doing in the midst of my life, helps retrain our brain. And actually there's science behind this, that your perspective on life actually changes by having this practice of gratitude. Number three is that our idea of church is changing. I think that we've seen this coming for years, the decline of the church in America, and a lot of people have been seeing forward into the future of what the church could look like, that it's going to be a lot more smaller congregations and groups throughout neighborhoods, less big buildings and programs. And I think COVID has actually kind of accelerated that. That church is becoming something more to the akin of maybe what the original church was. That you're going to be more active with your neighbors and neighborhood as followers of Christ rather than being a part of a large congregation all together every Sunday. And we see that throughout this year when it hasn't been safe for us to meet. We've been doing all this stuff online, but you are still the church. You are still the body of Christ out there. So church and our idea of church and how that's going to look changes. The church isn't going to die. Because as Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail. The church will always be here, but our idea of church may change. Number four, you can't please everyone. As a pastor, this felt so real to me this year because no matter what it was, whether it's with masks or Black Lives Matter or the presidential election, anything and everything in between, that there was something we were going to do or something we'd say that would upset somebody. And so having a place where you stand in comfort and confidence that you are a child of God and nothing changes that is important, because we're not going to make everybody happy. There's always going to be somebody upset. But the best way to go about it is to have humility, to listen to others if they're upset. And that's something I've learned this year. And then number five. And I heard this from someone just the other day, and I thought, that's good. And what that is that to be realistic in the short term and hopeful and positive in the long term. So what that means is sometimes we try to push down our negative feelings by being just positive about things happening now, but you can get so disappointed because things don't happen fast enough. But if we're always optimistic about the future, that things eventually will get the way they should be, that brings a lot more peace to us. And to be more realistic in the present of how things are going to react and how we are going to deal with the problems that are ahead of us as a church and then also as a nation, that if we're more realistic in the short term, we can hold on to that being optimistic in the long term. So these are the things that I've learned, and I hope you think about the things that you have learned and the lessons you have learned this last year as you go about this week. And next week, I'm going to talk about the five questions I have after 2020. So have a great week.